like to go to crowded places. Why? People's preference for crowded places can vary based on individual personalities, preferences, and the specific context. Some people enjoy the lively atmosphere, social stimulation, and sense of excitement that crowded places offer. The energy generated by many people can create a vibrant ambience, and crowded locations like city centers, festivals, or concerts provide opportunities for social interaction, meeting new people, and experiencing a sense of community. Crowded places also tend to offer a wide range of activities, amenities, and entertainment options, catering to a diverse interest and providing variety and excitement. Additionally, being surrounded by a crowd can foster a sense of belonging and connectedness for those who thrive in social settings. However, it's important to note that not everyone enjoys crowded places, as some individuals may find them overwhelming or prefer quieter environments that allow for solitude or a calmer atmosphere. Personal preferences play a significant role in whether people are drawn to or avoid crowded places. How can the problems of traffic congestion be solved? One effective solution could be to invest in and improve public transportation systems. By providing efficient and reliable alternatives to private vehicles, such as buses, trains, and light rail systems, people are encouraged to choose public transport, reducing the number of cars on the road. Additionally, implementing and promoting carpooling and ride-sharing programs can help maximize the capacity of vehicles and reduce the overall number of cars on the road. Another approach is to invest in infrastructure development, including the construction of new roads, highways, and bridges, as well as implementing intelligent transportation systems that can optimize traffic flow and reduce congestion. Furthermore, promoting and incentivizing non-motorized modes of transport, such as walking, cycling, and scooters, can help alleviate congestion, improve air quality, and enhance public health. Lastly, adopting flexible working hours and encouraging remote work options can help spread out traffic patterns and reduce congestion during peak hours. Solving traffic congestion requires a comprehensive and multifaceted approach that combines improvements to public transportation, infrastructure, and promoting alternative modes of transport. Why do people still like to live in big cities even though there are severe traffic jams? Despite traffic congestion, many people are drawn to living in big cities for a variety of reasons. Firstly, big cities offer a plethora of opportunities in terms of career prospects, educational institutions, cultural experiences, and entertainment options. The concentration of businesses, industries, and organizations in cities provides a diverse range of job opportunities and the potential for professional growth. Secondly, cities are often hubs of cultural and artistic activities, hosting museums, theaters, art galleries, and music venues, which attract individuals with a passion for arts and culture. The availability of top-notch educational institutions and research facilities in cities also attracts students and academics. Moreover, big cities tend to offer a vibrant social scene with diverse communities, allowing people to connect with others who share their interests and perspectives. Additionally, the accessibility of amenities, services, and convenience in cities such as shopping centers, restaurants, and healthcare facilities can contribute to a higher quality of life. Despite traffic congestion being a challenge, the advantages and opportunities that big cities provide continue to draw people who are willing to navigate the urban landscape for the benefits and excitement they offer. What facilities does your city have? Like most Chinese cities nowadays, my city has a range of common public facilities. Parks are common, providing green spaces for relaxation and recreation. Public transportation systems, including buses, subways, and light rail networks, offer convenient and efficient mobility within the cities. Libraries are important cultural institutions that provide access to books, educational resources, and study areas. There are also some museums and cultural centers showcasing my country's rich history, art, and cultural heritage. Sports facilities such as stadiums, gyms, and swimming pools cater to athletic activities and events. Educational institutions, including schools, colleges, and universities, ensure access to quality education. Healthcare facilities, such as hospitals and clinics, are widespread to meet the medical needs of residents. Additionally, community centres serve as gathering places for social activities, events, and programmes that encourage community get-togethers.